My dog dug a hole in the corner of the yard next to the garage.
Oh no!
Not sure what's in there. So, taking bets. What she's trying to get out of that hole. It ain't gold. I'm telling you that much.
You never know.
It's a goddamn snake. Speaking of snakes, Indiana Jones. Your favorite Indiana Jones? Is it Last Crusade? We agree?
It's absolutely the Last Crusade, 100%.
And I don't count Indiana Jones after the Last Crusade. I don't consider those films.
I have not seen the brand newest one, and I'm going to pretend that I haven't seen The Crystal Skull.
Well, I'm going to share with you and everyone, because this is definitely our cold opening, my biggest pet peeve with the second film in the franchise. The name is now escaping my mind. How bad is that, Eric?
The Temple of Doom?
Thank you. The Temple of Doom. Wow.
Kaluma.
Yeah, whatever he says.
Kalima.
You betrayed Shiva. That's all I know. Yeah. The Shiva
Ball. That movie scared me as a kid.
Absolutely. It's terrifying. The monkey brains, the whole thing. But here's the problem with it. The big problem. It's not the terrible, damaging imagery to Indian folks. It's not that they butcher a lot of things in that film.
Oh, sure.
It's during the dining scene. They have like a Burmese python that they cut open, you know, and the little snakes come out.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
It is, because Burmese pythons lay eggs. So, but not us, not the Quincy Cannon. Hey, everybody. I'm BJ Kroger, back with the Quincy Cannon, and as always, the good boy Eric Keneal's here.
Hey, Brian, how we doing?
You hate that opening, I know you do.
No, I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
We never lay eggs, I'll tell you that.
We never lay eggs. Anyways, we're back. 2 weeks in a row.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Don't call it a winning streak. Call it a podcast streak, people. We are back, baby.
I don't know if two counts as a streak, but I like this start.
Hey, look, that streaker in Vegas during the Super Bowl, he knew exactly what he was doing, and he will not be getting his money, but that's a whole another topic.
He certainly won't, and he owes, I think, about $50,000 in fines, so.
Well, as they say, it sucks to suck. But anyways, we got a really fun show today. Eric, we got a few things to talk about. May I?
Please continue, Brian.
Yes, the list. Here's the list. If you're feeling a little electric or not electric about your electric rate, there's things that you ought to do with your electric bill, and there's people you got to call. We're going to talk about that. And yes, I made it confusing because the whole thing's a little confusing. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but
it's true.
It's true. And then, where has the hammer of justice gone? What about Bob? We got to talk about Judge Bob Adrian. Oh, sorry. Former Judge Adrian.
He gone.
And this weekend, a Quincy staple, a tradition unlike any other. Well, probably like a lot of others, but anyways, the Home and Living Show. Without further ado.
Honestly, I'm kind of surprised we haven't talked about that. Up until now, but yes, sorry, continue.
You're surprised we haven't talked about the Home and Living Show before?
I'm honestly, over the past few years that we have done this, I'm surprised that it hasn't come up.
Well, that'll be our grand finale for the show then.
I can't wait.
Well, let's start with the news at hand. If you are in the city of Quincy, I am not in the technical limits of the city of Quincy. My power comes from the Adams County Co-op, and we're not going to get into that. But Eric, if you're in Quincy, you could be under, what is it, two different rates for electricity. You could be through the aggregation program through Constellation at like, I want to say at 12 cents
it's a per little over kilowatt 12, 12 hour. Cents per, yep.
And if you opt out and do Ameren's base rate right now, it's 8 cents, 8.5 cents per kilowatt hour.
That is correct.
And all you have to do is call someone and say, I don't want to pay more, let me just pay Ameren?
That's pretty much the gist of it.
And is there an online thing? Do you know?
The article that I read, I'm pretty sure there is an online thing, because I remember when I moved to my new house a few years ago, as we were kind of talking about it, I originally did not opt in or opted out, however it was, of Constellation back at a rental property that I used to live in. And my assumption was that my account would remain that way, but apparently, according to the letter I got, it's tied to the home, which I may not be right about that, but I got a letter that said I was under Constellation, and at the time, the rate wasn't that different, so I didn't think anything of it. I believe it said something about online, but you had to know some information, more information. I don't know if it was your, like, if you needed your actual account number through Constellation, or I'm not 100% sure. The article on Muddy River that I'm referencing the most for this conversation just gave a phone number. It did not give an online, anywhere to do it online, which is unfortunate.
So the gist is if you're in Quincy and you pay your bill, your electric bill through Constellation, you're not going to get it. You're not getting as good as the deals if you're paying Ameren. Is that about right?
That is correct. And I mean, the way it works is, it's all, I mean, Ameren comes out with new rates every, I don't know what it is. It's not just like all the time. I mean, I think it's every, I don't know if it's every quarter or every 6 months, but that's kind of the way the rates, you know, it's not just something that adjusts every day or every month. And I think Ameren came out in either, I think it was in January, basically, and it said, hey, we're, you know, rates are, you know, business is good, rates are good, energy's good, however all that works. And we're down to, you know, 8 cents, 8.6 cents per kilowatt as of January 1st. And Constellation is locked in. That's kind of the whole point of the aggregate is, whereas Ameren could then jack it back up to whatever they want, the aggregation obviously is locked in, which it locked in at a time when prices were a lot higher.
Right.
And so
that's... But you can always go back to the aggregation. Like, if for some reason energy is very expensive all of a sudden.
I think so. I think you can opt out whenever you want. I think you can opt in whenever you want. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, I mean, I think you have the ability to go. I'm not as confident on the opting in. It may be a certain time period, but I don't have the information on that, so I don't want to say for sure.
So here's Canoners who haven't done this yet, and I'm going with Canoners. What else would you call people who listen to Quincy Cannon? I'm not sure.
Canoners? Yeah, we'll work on that.
Artillery folk? The artillery? I don't know.
Ooh, the artillery's kind of cool.
The artillery. Yeah, the artillery. Well, listen here, artillery. You got to call if you want a better rate. Okay? Just make sure you call better rate. That's it. That's all I got.
Yep, 800-990-2004. If you don't want to look up the number, that's it. And that's Constellation. I don't know what all you need. The article just says you can opt out by calling Constellation. And that's probably right. To determine, I assume probably you could see on your electric bill if you're in, like if you don't know if you've opted in or out. But I'm sure by calling they can tell you pretty quickly. But I mean, in my mind, it's certainly worth probably opting out. Unless you can't opt back in easily, then I guess that's something to think about. But I mean, that's a pretty significant difference in price. So
it's your energy and you want it now. Call, what was the number?
800-990-2004.
Like J.G. Wentworth.
Not as catchy.
Not nearly as catchy.
877 cash now.
Speaking of not locked in. Yeah, speaking of not very catchy, QuincyCannonPod@gmail.com.
That's our email. It is open and active.
The artillery. Send us messages.
The artillery. Send off your...
The battery, maybe? Is that better?
Yeah, let us know your thoughts, listeners, if you have it. What would you like to be called? It feels like we could do better than... The artillery's closer. But... let out the salvo. I don't know.
A salvo? Ooh.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll work on it. We'll think about
it. What if we steal from across the pond? Arsenal fans are called Gunners.
Ooh.
Call
yeah. Call maybe the Gunners.
Our friends, family, fans, the Gunners?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't know. We'll work on it. We'll figure it out. We'll come back
to it. Send in your suggestions at quincycannonpod@gmail.com. Eric, I don't know if we've discussed this before, but I am a fan of Bill Murray. You?
I am a fan of Bill Murray. I know he's had some maybe questionable outside of acting decisions.
I'm a fan of the acting.
But his acting
in many of the films. Yes. Personal,
he has some phenomenal films.
Personal life aside, we're just talking about the business side.
Love his work.
Even Zombieland.
Marvelous. Oh, he was great in Zombieland.
Have you seen What About Bob?
I have not seen What About Bob.
All right. Well, that's your homework for this week because it's a fantastic film.
I'm writing down.
Unlike the film that is fantastic, our What About Bob, former judge Bob Adrian, is not fantastic. And, well, it's been decided. He gone.
He is gone.
Ah, Bob, we hardly knew you. Feels like yesterday you were just wielding that hammer of justice so unrighteously. I don't have much to say except I'm glad. It seems right. Seems good. I'm good with it. You?
Listen, I don't want to go back and cover everything that happened and why this all happened. I just don't have the energy to do it. Some people are going to be mad about it, I'm sure. And I know he's trying
He's mad about it.
Of course he's mad about it. He says it's a political hit job. And I truly, when it was all happening at the time, when all of the case that happened, I won't say completely objective, but I had no horse in the case I knew nothing about it.
You had no money on the line.
No money on the line. I remember just as it all developed, I remember sitting there saying, how in the world is this man still a judge? So that's all I'm going to say. Again, people can have difference of opinions. I'm not saying that I take it lightly. I mean, obviously, a removal of a judge like that, or it's very uncommon. You don't see it happen almost ever, I think.
Yeah, it's rare. It's not.
But
it was,
in my opinion, from everything I read, I mean, it was a egregious abuse of power in my mind. Regardless of even how the ruling went, which we'll not even go on that. But I mean, just his conduct throughout the process, and even after, in other cases, I think it was the right decision. I'm glad to see him go. That's where I'm at on that.
And I'll say this: it's nice to see checks and balances.
It is.
It's one thing to have a judge who thinks they're above the law or thinks they can do whatever they want, and it's important. No matter who that is, that they be subject to some scrutiny. And one way is you can retain them. I don't get how the retention percentage is decided for voting to retain judges. Don't know how they came up with that one. But then there's also a review board. And so, that process seems to make sense. And I wouldn't call this a political hit job. Or anything like that, but hey, what do I know?
I mean, unfortunately, in this day and age, everything is seen as political, and everybody has their own opinions. I would say this the same thing about regardless of, I mean, obviously, in theory, you were hoping that judges aren't political, but they are. I would say this regardless of a political affiliation, regardless of anything, truthfully.
100%.
It doesn't matter. I didn't know anything about Bob Adrian before this case. I had no idea. I had no knowledge on him of how he's been in law for, I don't know, something like 40 years. I mean, it's a long time.
Yeah.
So I certainly had nothing against him until then. But, I said, It's good to have those checks and balances, and I don't think we see it enough in this country anymore. And we need to, it's good to get that reminder that no one is above the law.
That's right.
No one is, and everyone should be subject to a fair and balanced due process.
And you know, he had a Q&A with David Adam from Muddy River, and he said he's going to go retire now. So, I wish him nothing but the best in retirement, truly.
Again, and, I have nothing personal against him, but the fact is, in my opinion, this was the right and proper outcome.
And here's a little sidebar. It's a legal phrase, I believe.
Ooh. You know I love when you speak legal mumbo jumbo.
Yes. Our Robert Adrian, more commonly known as Bob Adrian, formerly the judge, he shares a name with Bob Adrian the actor. All right. Now, do you, of course, know him from the film The Conjuring 2. He plays the dead ghost Dan Wilkins. So, hey.
Well, there you go.
At least he's not a dead ghost.
That's true. I feel misled, as I don't feel like that was legal mumbo jumbo, but...
Sidebar was.
Okay. Oh.
That was the mumbo jumbo. Sidebar was the legal, the rest was the mumbo and the jumbo. So
we're on the same page now. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
It's okay.
Welcome to my world. In my brain, it's a crazy place.
It's a scary place to be.
It's real scary. Eric, this weekend is a big one for, might you say, the coming of spring. Although, at the time of recording, we're experiencing a 60-degree dip in weather from
we are mid plummet.
From 80 degrees this afternoon down to like 19 this early morning, so whatever. Spring, where Midwest spring is, you know, it's worse than a psychiatric patient during a full moon. You just never know what you're going to get. Anyways.
It's true.
In Quincy, the coming of spring is signified by a grand event at the Oakley-Lindsay Center. The Home and Living Show. And Eric, I can tell you, I've never been.
Really?
But there's something to it. People go. People are excited.
It surprises me that you've never been. It's down at the Oakley-Lindsay Center. Convention in the sense of obviously a lot of you get all sorts of booths that are set up and people can walk through, mostly obviously focused on home decor, repair, design, the living side. It's pretty open. There's a lot of different vendors, but traditionally focuses around that side of things. Should we rebrand it?
Yeah, Home and Living Con.
Well, I mean, I feel like, convention maybe is a bad word because I feel like convention makes it feel like there's like panels and information. It's just a trade show is what it is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You never know. Maybe they could add
Bob
to it.
Bob Vila is not there to sign autographs. This old house from PBS. No.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they've done the past few years. Well, but
that would be good.
If you've never been, it is an impressive thing. I mean, it is. I haven't been in a few years now, so I guess I shouldn't say for sure. But, when I briefly worked at WGEM and had to run, it was definitely the event of the spring for everybody at WGEM. So... it's a pretty impressive thing. It's a pretty well-oiled machine, and I think a really good opportunity for people to go and, talk to people, meet people as far as if they're thinking about doing projects or to see different, maybe some smaller shops and vendors that, it's kind of their big shot to get in front of a whole lot of people.
Well, if you are living or have a home, sounds like you need to go.
Or you just want to walk through.
Yeah. Sometimes weekends in Quincy aren't exciting. So I bet there's free stuff there.
There's free stuff. I mean, they do. There's food there, I believe, or at least there used to be. I mean, and it's not, like I said, it's not just that. That's definitely the focus, obviously, home and living. There are some other, you know, there was always kind of a hodgepodge of vendors, but they pretty much filled most of the Ilkley Lenny Center, at least back in when I was working. They had a lot of vendors, so I think it's a cool place to be able to walk through, and if you're interested in any of that stuff, to be able to see a lot of different vendors and people all at one time.
Yeah, and if you want to go, it's March 2nd through 3rd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Adults, $4. Children under 2? 12. 12. Under 12.
I was going to say, 2 is pretty.
Like 2?
2.
Like, oh, there's a 1 before that, 2. And if you want, you can go to wgm.com/page/WGEM-home-living-show, or you can just Google Home and Living Show, Quincy, Illinois. It'd be a lot easier to get there.
And they are not a sponsor, so.
No, they're not.
This very much seems like a sponsored ad.
No,
it's just, hey, next year, WGM, hey, you know who to call. But it is a cool event, and it's obviously I think a lot of people year in, year out look forward to it, and it definitely kind of seems to kick off spring, or at least what we hope is the kickoff of spring.
I'm looking at the list. This is fun. This is actually great. Mm-hmm. There's a group that's going to be there. There are a business, I presume. Mm-hmm. Papa's Alpacas.
Oh.
These are some majestic animals.
Yeah. I wonder if they... Do they sell clothing?
Also, okay, so they've got gloves and mittens, okay, socks, so yeah, see, socks and yeah, boot inserts, alpaca caps, headbands, and scarves,
yeah,
bird nesting. They have a petting zoo option, wool fertilizer pellets, alpaca yarn, rugs, and blankets. They have a website. Obviously, that's how I'm seeing it. But, yeah, and they are... Wow.
You never know what you're going to get.
I thought alpacas were a fad that kind of went away. So that's nice. That's cool. Is nice.
Like I said, you're going to see some cool, fun, I won't say niche vendors, but things like that, that you're like, oh, well, that's pretty neat. And you never know what you might find and buy, or, you know, get a quote on or whatever. I mean, like I said, if you're looking for something to do and you're in the market for that, you know, you're looking for, or just like I said, to walk through, and maybe you never know what you're going to find. It's a good way to spend an hour or two.
There you have it. And if the weather is not great, why go outside at all?
It's supposed to be back to the 70s this weekend, so should be pretty nice.
Oh, then don't go. Don't go to this thing. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just teasing. But yeah, so spring is coming in the tri-states. That's nice.
It is nice.
What's your favorite spring thing to do, Eric?
I mean, my true favorite spring thing is definitely probably golf. But it's a little hit or miss with golf, you know, in the spring. You never know how things are going to play out. But the first tee time in the spring after a long winter is always pretty awesome.
I do, you know, since we're not sponsored by anybody, we can just plug anybody we want. And you just mentioned it really is our favorite thing to do during the spring. We tried fishing once. Bad idea. I mean, like fishing, very good at it. But spring fishing can be fickle. Anyways, golf. If you've not been out to R&R Golf lately, they've got a new simulator, and they've been doing...
Yes, they do.
Been doing weekly closest to the pin competitions that are free. And you can win. They've been having sponsors give gift cards for those who
very cool
perform the best. So
yeah,
not that you know, you stand a chance or I stand a chance, but
no,
it could be kind of fun.
It's fun. I know my dad actually got a gift card to R&R specifically to go do, with the simulator in mind. to go try that. So I know it's on the list to try and go check it out, because that's really cool that they've got that going on. I didn't know about the closest to Pinton, though. That's cool.
Yeah. And then
R&R, Ray always does a great job out there.
Yes, absolutely. If you're looking for a deal or just want to have some fun talking to someone, Ray and Blaze, everybody out at R&R, good folks.
They do a good job.
Have we not discussed that the fact that Quincy's getting essentially a Topgolf in town?
Actually, it's true. I don't think we talked. We did not have not talked about it.
Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Eric, there's going to be a driving range with a big, big net, full alcohol service, and clubs to demo? Do we live in a metropolitan area?
I mean, I'll admit, I still cannot fully get my mind around it. I have some slight concerns on a practical level as far as I'm not being a Debbie Downer. I think it's super cool. I just can't believe that it's a real thing that's happening. But
well, we talked about Poncheros and Target, and like those felt like unreal things. And the Raising Cane's seems to be happening. So is it 2023/2024? It's happening. Things are just going to happen now in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I mean, again, I love to consider myself a realist, not a pessimist. But I just want to see it done. It sounds great. It sounds a little too good to be true. Like I said, I'm slightly concerned about the... I just don't want to lose. The KC is about one of the only real ranges that you can go to just hit balls. And so I'm a little concerned about that, because a Topgolf is always, for me, I would never go to Topgolf to actually try to work on your game.
Well, so, sure. I mean, no, this is entertainment. This is
entertainment, which I love and Quincy needs. And I think it's fantastic. So I'm not knocking it at all. I'm a little selfishly worried about potentially losing, I mean, and there are some other places, I'm not saying, but as a public, really cheap, easy, convenient place to do, the KC has always been that way. However, I'm absolutely would go to a Topgolf-esque thing like that. Like, that's super cool. And I mean, that's the kind of entertainment, like unique entertainment options I think Quincy needs.
And it's three local guys who have done it. And it's the driving range at KC. So it's at the Knights of Columbus. Don't worry, all you Knights of Columbus barbecue fans, they did come to an agreement. They're going to work out, like, you're not going to be able to hit golf balls like normal during the time. But I think they have a 10-year lease. It's a big, big lease for this venue. So, and they, this week I saw... because I drive by there sometimes. They've been working with the excavator, and they're going to put up a 50-foot net in the back, right? Straight away facing south. That's going to be a 50-foot peak height net at 260 yards.
Okay, sure.
Am I going to carry it? I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Well, I mean, the way it is now, you know.
The way it is now, I can hit one out, but
you could easily hit one out. But yeah, I mean, it'd be a lot tougher. But
I don't think I'm gonna stand a chance. But I'm gonna try.
No, I don't think so. I mean, since they're designing it specifically to not let you do that. But like I said, my concerns about it are not saying that I am not excited about it. Both can be true. I think it's really cool. I still can't. Like I said, I don't want to say it's kind of like Target. I believe it when I see it. I totally believe in these guys and their ability to make it happen. I just don't want to get my hopes up for something that seems so... I would have never thought that this is the kind of thing that would be able to work in Quincy. Not work, that would come to Quincy, that could be attracted to Quincy.
Yeah.
But I also just think so it could be super successful.
And just very quickly, if you're not familiar with Topgolf...
Oh, yeah.
You're probably living under a rock, so look that up real quick. Second, it is not Topgolf branded.
No, it is not. It is not.
However, it's going to have 30 bays. And I think I read 4,400. There's some square footage that's gonna of a building that's gonna be there, along with these bays where you hit golf balls. But what it does have that is almost identical to Topgolf is the TopTracer software, which allows the golf ball to be tracked from your bay, so you can play little mini games on the computer, basically the screen, etc. Get some good metrics, and that is wholly owned by Callaway Golf, who owns Topgolf, and that's the product that basically that they're purchasing that people will be able to use. So it will be an authentic experience. It will be good, as the Debbie Downer Erica said, as long as it comes to fruition.
Yeah, like I said, I want it to. I'm rooting for it 100%. 100%.
How far do you think we can shoot a golf ball with a cannon? That's where we're going to take our cannon to test it, the new driving range.
That actually would be awesome. I don't know if they'd let us do that, but
I guess we got to get a cannon and find out. So that's it, Quincy. Cannoners, artillery. What'd you say, salvo? We got so many options.
The salvo would not be what the artillery would release the salvo. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. The Big Berthas.
I don't know about that one.
That was a German thing. Yeah, that's bad. Okay. But anyways, what?
Nothing. Go on.
You got something to say about the Big Bertha real quick?
I just mean that, like, Big Bertha, I don't know most people who want to be called Big Bertha. It's kind of got a connotation of, you know, being fat. You know what I'm saying?
How dare you?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
You're saying.
I'm saying.
You, for now, shall forever be Big Bertha Keneal. It is decided.
All right.
Maybe not. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening. This was another good one. We'll be back to you, maybe next week. But I think the schedule says in 2 weeks. Eric, what are we saying?
Yep. The plan is, this was just a bonus episode to try and grovel for your forgiveness for how bad we've been at recording. But
yeah.
the goal, not that we won't necessarily drop an extra every now and then, but the goal, the normal schedule will be every
other week.
Every other Friday.
Every other Friday,
they will come out. So that would be, I don't know. I don't know what today is. Today's the release would be March 1st. So then March 15th, I think, would be the next one. But just keep track of Twitter and Facebook, and we'll always let you know if we're going to have something dropping.
And of
special.
Course, if you plead and beg by sending us an email to record another episode in that off week, at quincycannonpod@gmail.com, we might consider it.
We might do it. You never know.
So anyways, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.